Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Just a few months after being sworn in as president, John F. Kennedy, RFK Jr.'s uncle, said the following in a speech given before the American Newspaper Publishers Association.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
On November 22, 1963, President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. There are hours of damning evidence clearly showing that the CIA, organized crime, and the highest levels of the U.S. federal government were all involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, including the magic bullet, the grassy knoll, and the presence of young CIA asset George H.W. Bush in Dallas that day, a day that he claims he could not remember. But the entire operation was blamed on a single lone gunman. An hour after hearing that his brother was assassinated, Robert Kennedy told his close aide that he was surprised it wasn't him. He thought that he would be the one they would get. Over the next few days, he wrote letters to his children, charging them with the responsibility to love and serve their country and to remember what their Uncle John had started. A few years later, the New York Times published an article claiming that President Kennedy told one of the highest officials in his administration that he wanted to splinter the CIA in 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. On March 16, 1968, Robert Kennedy officially announced he was running for president. On June 5th, following major victories in the primaries, he was gunned down after giving a speech at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, California. Nina Rhodes Hughes was one of a small few who witnessed the assassination, and she claims there was another shooter. She later expressed outrage that the police ignored her statement. The shot that killed Robert Kennedy was fired up close in the back of his head. And the whole operation was blamed on a single lone gunman who was standing in front of him.
Well, it appears that they concluded within about an hour's time that Saran acted alone, or that was going to be their conclusion, and they thereafter tailored all of the evidence to fit that conclusion.
Regicide is the ritual killing of a king to memorialize a subversion of power. And while the Kennedy family is as greasy as the rest of the swamp, the two brothers stand out like mythical kings. Aside from Dr. Ron Paul, who said we need to get rid of them completely, nobody in government questions the crimes of the CIA. While promoting a book on television in 1978, a young RFK Jr. referred to American politics as a one-party system and his father and uncle's demise as an occupational hazard. In March of 1999, John F. Kennedy Jr. had a meeting to plan a run for the 2000 U.S. Senate election against Hillary Clinton. 4 months later, he died in a fatal plane crash with all the telltale signs of a cover-up. Recently declassified documents show that Lee Harvey Oswald, the alleged lone gunman in the JFK assassination, was a CIA asset. RFK Jr. is running for president in 2024 and calls out the CIA for the deadly vaccines. He also blames the CIA for the murder of his uncle, which he calls a successful coup d'etat from which our democracy has never recovered. And he believes that his father was assassinated by the security guard who shot him from behind after pushing him into their patsy, Sirhan Sirhan.
One of the interesting things about this case is that Sirhan Sirhan was reportedly in front of Robert Kennedy, and investigators initially said that
he was murdered.
All
right, ladies and gentlemen, you can find the full Greg Reese report at band.video. And now RFK Jr., barnstorming against the swamp. And the mainstream media doesn't want to give his campaign any attention. So we will make sure to do just that. An anti-establishment left and an anti-establishment right coming to the...
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, here we are on this Sunday evening, April 30th, 2023. This is the Alex Jones Show, Owen Troyer. Honored to be sitting in for Alex Jones on this Sunday evening. And glad to be spending it with you. So, we're looking at all the big news on this Sunday night, wondering what the lead is. And you've got a situation at the southern border that's about to get out of control. You've got some breaking Jeffrey Epstein news, which is what we already knew. It just continues to come out with more receipts, more documents. They all knew what Jeffrey Epstein was doing. They all knew about his island. And yet they all continued to mingle because they were into it too. And then there's a bunch of other news. And then right before we go live, new documents drop. And we have them at InfoWars.com. This is unbelievable. And we're kind of numb to it at this point, since we were speaking out against the vaccines when Trump was president, and even the Democrats like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, they were saying, I will never take Trump's vaccine. That's going to be a bad vaccine. You should not take Trump's vaccine. Now they promote the vaccine. Once Biden got into office, all of a sudden they were the major promoters of the vaccines, and they were mandating the vaccines. The ingredients didn't change. The manufacturers didn't change. Nothing changed. Just Biden became president. Now the vaccines were good. That's science. This is the party of science. That's their science. Trump president, vaccine bad. Biden president, vaccine good. Same vaccine. Science. But no, we shouldn't be so numb to this, because this is premeditated murder. This is a crime against humanity. And still to this day, nobody has been punished. And we've had all kinds of hearings. We've got all the documents. We've got all the science. There should be no doubt anymore. But the headline at InfoWars.com right now, bombshell, Pfizer and FDA aggressively pushed COVID vaccine on pregnant women despite knowing mRNA shot caused dire fetal and infant risks. Fatal, I guess I'm being Freudian slip here. Pfizer and the FDA knew by early 2021, oh, like everybody else, that Pfizer's mRNA COVID vaccine resulted in horrible damage to fetuses and babies, according to the pharmaceutical company's own clinical trial documents. So do you see how frustrating this is? And here's the document right here that has just come out. Cumulative review from Pharmacovigilance Database, Pregnancy and Lactation Cumulative Review. And this is the results from the vaccine. And again, this is linked up. You can find this at InfoWars.com, where this story derives from. Now, why? Why, despite knowing the risks, were they pushing the vaccine on Americans, and specifically in this case, pregnant women? Why? Is it because the government bought all these vaccines and they figured, well, we just got to get them into arms? Safe or not, effective or not, doesn't matter. We got to get these vaccines into arms. Is that what it was? Well, that would be the more innocent. That would be the more innocent of potential scenarios here. Or did they just want you to die? Was that it? I mean, there's your scale. There's your margins. Either they just said, we bought all these vaccines, we got to get them into arms no matter what, or let's kill them. Maybe it's somewhere in there. But that's your scale. We're numb to it. We've been talking about this since early 2021. Just like in the document it says. Just like when they knew it. Oh, what is Pfizer going to say? What is the FDA going to say next time they get subpoenaed to testify to Congress? What are they going to say? Oh, we didn't look at the document. Ah, darn it. Rats. If only we would have seen the document. Of course we would not have pushed them onto pregnant mothers. That is our fault. Oh, did you even do the studies? Oh, you said safe and effective, but you never looked at the studies? No, folks. No. No. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing. And now, you know, the good news is, I guess, that most of the people that even got one shot did not go back for their second. So, really, at this point, you're in. You're still in the trial. You are still the study. If you took the mRNA injection, if you took the COVID vaccine, you are still in a study. You are still being studied right now. You are still in a study, and it really won't conclude for probably 5 or even 10 years. But we're not hearing as much about all the vaccine injuries and vaccine deaths, so maybe that's a good sign. Again, most people got it once, so maybe you're kind of through that trial of, you know, are you going to make it through this thing? But the side effects continue. The strokes are increasing. The heart attacks are increasing. Most people know somebody that have had a vaccine side effect. Most people, if not all at this point. I'm still hearing about it all the time. And they knew it. So who in Congress, Ron Johnson, Rand Paul, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who in Congress is going to have enough tenacity and courage to actually go after the FDA? Really, that's what they should do first. Then you can go after Pfizer and the rest. But since it's Congress's job to have oversight over these federal bureaucracies, they need to go after the FDA first. They need to go after the FDA first. And really, it should probably be shut down. But it's like, oh my gosh, InfoWars sells supplements that aren't FDA approved. Oh no. Well, oh, okay. What about that shot the FDA approved that killed 100,000 people in America? Oh, that's right. That's right. That's your loving FDA. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you want to know why? You want to know why America is so fat? You want to know why America is so unhealthy? Just ask the FDA. I wonder, if you had a graph, you can obviously see United States obesity going up. We've witnessed it. I bet you there's something that coincides with over there at the FDA. The FDA. They're out there. The Food and Drug Administration wants to protect you. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's why they recommended the COVID-19 vaccine for pregnant women, despite knowing that it was going to have an extremely high risk factor. That's your FDA. Oh, but we're still waiting on the verdict for the Proud Boys trial. You know, the Proud Boys with their insurrection, you know, when they can't even organize a taco lunch. They can't even get together to organize a taco lunch. They can't even decide where to go get a cold beer half the time. They can't even get along to figure out where they want to go have a drink or have tacos in the middle of an insurrection. But over there at the FDA, they knew that shot was going to kill you. They knew that shot was bad for pregnant women, and they still stuck it into your arm. And none of them are waiting on their verdicts. None of them are waiting on trial. None of them are sitting in the courtroom looking at a jury that determines their fate. That's who belongs in
the final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Spend 2 hours on this, and probably should, considering how big it is, that they wanted to forcefully inject pregnant mothers. They wanted to forcefully inject everybody. But, I mean, aren't we supposed to have a little more compassion for a pregnant woman? No. Poison them, too. Just go ahead and kill them and the baby, too, if we can. That'll be great. Yeah. You know, good old Billy Gates does his TED Talk and says, well, we need to get this number in this equation down to zero. That's a P for people, Bill. What do you... Well, the closer we can get that to zero, the better we'll be. Here's some mosquitoes for you. Oh, you got cholera now. Oh, Zika. Oh, give that pregnant woman the vaccine. All of a sudden... You remember this? You remember this? You didn't see Bill Gates on TV. You didn't see Bill Gates doing interviews. You didn't see Bill Gates on TV. I don't remember ever seeing Bill Gates doing TV interviews in my life. Oh, then all of a sudden, here comes COVID and lockdowns. Now Bill Gates is on every channel. He's on every channel every day, pushing a vaccine, pushing a needle into your arm. I didn't know he was a doctor. What in the hell? What in the world? The guy that wants you to drink poop water. Chug it down. Yeah, Bill Gates. Oh, he loves you. Yes, he does. He's got a little special gift for you. Well, if we can't vaccinate him, we'll just put vaccines into mosquitoes and just release them into the wild. That'll be fine. We'll figure out a way to vax those pesky humans. But no, let's tie it into the larger issue, which is censorship. See, because this is how it goes. The war on free speech is really a war on the right to criticize the government. This is from Tyler Durden at Zero Hedge, and it is absolutely correct. So imagine it like this. They tell you the vaccine is safe and effective, and of course it's not, but if you say otherwise, you get censored, you get debanked, you get shut down. Oh, you were right? Now the damage has been done. It doesn't matter. That's why the First Amendment is so important. That's why they engage in censorship at such a high level. And why does Big Pharma have to spend billions of dollars? Why do big pharmaceutical companies have to spend billions of dollars on TV marketing? Well, that's not because they need to market their product to a target demographic, potentially in the audience. No, that's so that they can pay for the mainstream media's silence and cooperation. That's what it's really all about. They're not marketing a drug. That's not where the drugs get sold. The doctors are pushing the drugs. They are paying not for time. They're paying for protection. The mainstream media mafia, they're paying for their protection. Don't talk bad about our vaccines. Like, you know, they put out the flu vaccine every year. You know that the flu vaccine never works? It's literally impossible for any flu vaccine to ever work. And they know that. Everybody should know that. But you don't, because big pharmaceutical companies own your politicians and your media. So will anything get done about this? I'm not going to hold my breath. But this is why they have to censor the information. Okay, so now let's tie it to the larger issue, which is the incoming global technocracy tyranny. And see, the rollout of the vaccine and getting you to comply with that was really just a pressure test. And quite frankly, the United States of America, we stood up pretty well to it. All things considered, good job to this audience, good job to this crew, and to those that were able to stave it off despite all the pressures. Kudos to you. And we were able to force enough of the information about the vaccines out there that a lot of people didn't want to take it, and they didn't go back to round two or three. So that's good. They did not get the level of compliance they wanted, believe me. That's why they got so frustrated in Canada. That's why they got so frustrated in Australia and all the other places, and they had to go into full tyrannical mode. We were able to kind of stave a lot of that off. I mean, it was bad, but all things considered, but you know they're going to bring it back. And so the trick is, as they're getting it ready, the forced compliance and the central bank digital currency, forcing you, right now it's a chip in your card, they want it to be a chip in your arm, and so then what happens when you don't comply? Then what happens when you don't get your vaccine? Then what happens when you say something you're not supposed to on the internet, or who knows, even in person? And all of a sudden, lights out. And so here's a perfect example, a woman talking about getting her microchip and then how her entire life got ruined afterwards.
I put a microchip in my arm, and it's the best thing ever. This chip is a powerhouse. It's got everything I need. A credit card, my ID, my medical info, and even my keys. And when it's time for groceries, you just tap your wrist, and bam! Transaction done. It's like magic. In a medical emergency, it can save my life. Experts can easily identify me and my medical history. I feel like a sci-fi character, and I'm loving it. This amazing chip is totally free. That's right, no more digging into your pocket. And the best part? The surgery is quick. They'll give you a cookie afterwards. The government has frozen my bank account, and if it frees yours too, you have to listen to my story quick and fast because time is running out. A few days ago, I made a post on social media about a danger of having a chip implanted in my arm. I thought I was exercising my right to free speech. This morning, I woke up only to find that the video I posted was gone, and it was just the beginning of the nightmare. As I was trying to pay for my coffee, the microchip in my arm stopped working. I couldn't even pay for anything. And when I got back to my apartment, it locked me out too. Everything was in there, including my cat Misty. This is why I posted this video as a warning and a plea for help.
So, you get the picture? You see where this is going? The owners, they believe, the owners of this planet, the slave masters of this planet, they need a compliant population. And you see, the founding fathers were well beyond their years, and their understanding of, even back then at the time, globalism was superiorly advanced knowledge. And you can read their literature and find that out. But see, that's why they wrote the Bill of Rights. That's why they wrote the Constitution. They saw all this coming. I mean, they might have been visionaries. They might have been like oracles even, to see all this, just like you can, just like we can. So you see how it goes? In order to have a global government with a totally compliant population, they have to have the mechanism, the control mechanism, in you. And they had to get you used to that with the COVID-19 vaccine, that forced compliance, so that you get used to it. You've already been raped by the government. You've already been raped by Big Pharma. They've already penetrated you. Now you're going to lay down again. Now you're used to it. Now you're already an abuse victim. But that's what it looked like. Oh, you got your microchip. It's so convenient. Oh, but then they turn it off because you didn't get your vaccine. Or they turn it off because you said the wrong thing.
Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforest Plus is great. Rainforest Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Well, Carrie Lake gets it. If I had 100 people in Congress like Carrie Lake, or if I had 10 governors like Carrie Lake, and this is why you know they couldn't let her get in, I think the country would be going in a better direction. Carrie Lake gets it. She tweeted this out moments ago with an Anthony Fauci clip from CNN over the weekend saying, "We need to get away from the blame game."
Oh, Fauci doesn't want to play the blame game.
Why would that be? I can't imagine. Fauci tells CNN, "We need to get away from the blame game." Yeah. Like five people dead at the scene of a crime, and you're standing there with a bloody knife over their bodies. Hey, well, let's not look into blaming people for anything here.
says the guy with the bloody knife with his 5 stab victims. Oh, yeah. Carrie Lake says, we're not seeking blame. We're seeking justice. Anthony Fauci should be in jail for what he did to us for life. Cue the round of applause, please. And you see, this is why it's so important. Because we have politicians that, I'm not going to curse because it's the Lord's Day on Sunday, but we have politicians that are cowards. Sure, we have ones that are corrupt. That's fine. We expect that. But it's the cowardly ones that are the problem. It's the ones that aren't corrupt, but that are cowardly and won't say the truth because they're so afraid. Not Carrie Lake. Not Carrie Lake. There's not enough of them, but that's why they couldn't let her be in office. You see that now, don't you? You see that now. But, oh, this is why they attack the First Amendment, folks, because they don't want you to be able to criticize them when they commit crimes. They don't want you to be able to share the evidence of their crimes, just like with the Hunter Biden laptop. So they censor you. And they want to live in a one-world government where that's their duty and that's their ability, and they can censor and silence you, no problem at all. And if you really get, nasty with them, they've got the microchip in your arm. They'll just shut you down completely. Can't start your car. Can't open your door. Can't buy your groceries. Ah. So you need to go to your government building and get your shot of lithium to calm down. You need some lithium. It's all their globalist nightmare that we will not be going into that dark night quietly. No, I don't think so. In fact, I would say the awakening is on, and I could talk for hours about that. You may be witnessing it too. And I've got some videos, I've got some news stories on it. I mean, the average person now sees that the American left, the Democrat Party under Joe Biden, is just one of a handful of things. Completely incompetent, complete liars, complete frauds, complete phonies. And now they're starting to realize probably the source of most of the problems we have in this country. That's done. They're not going to be able to put that back in the bag. And so that's what I'm saying. When Joe Biden gets 500 million votes in 2024, I mean, it's going to be so ludicrous. So it's like we either completely turn over to the totalitarian state at that point, or we just fundamentally reject everything that the U.S. government tries to do and tries to pull. Now, before I go on, ladies and gentlemen, we are funded by you in the audience, and that's why we don't have to censor ourselves. And that's why we don't censor ourselves or our guests, is because we are supported by you in the audience. Truly, the biggest grassroots news organization in the world. And I guess that's why they have to ban us everywhere. But we've got great products at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, myself, I got into the office today and I was pilfering through. You know, we've got a bunch of boxes of products and we've got places where we shoot commercials and everything. And I was pilfering through looking for some fizzy magnesium. As I was out and about a little late last night, so I needed to get some magnesium back into my body for that good enzyme function. But the truth is, I really just like the taste. That's actually the truth. I might pretend I'm doing it for health benefits, which it has many, but I actually just like the taste. I just love the taste. I remember, I don't know if they still make this, but it tastes like Tang. If you drank Tang growing up, me and my dad loved Tang. Just that flavor. This is almost the exact same flavor, but it's totally healthy, all natural, and the Fizzy Magnesium drink mix right now is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the great products we have, one of my favorite products, Fizzy Magnesium. Get it for yourself, InfoWarsStore.com. Read what all the 5-star reviews are about and get your favorite orange drink mix exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. You know, we have a big border situation that's about to be rearing its ugly head. We've got mass caravans heading to the southern border right now. Already tens of thousands are starting to land. And then once the Title 42, I think it was,
Once that expires, it's game on. And they tried to pose. They're like, hey, we're shutting down the Darien Gap. The Biden administration, because they knew about 2 million illegal immigrants were about to head to the southern border this year. They were expecting about 1 million illegal immigrants this spring into summer. That's when you get the most activity. And they were expecting about 1 million. And so they said, we've got to put a yellow light on this or a red light on this. This is just crazy now. And so they said, the Darien Gap is shut down. Do not come here. Do not come through the Darien Gap. Excuse me, the Darien Gap. Well, we have intel from people that go to the Darien Gap regularly. A lot of them have been guests on the show. And the truth is, it's not shut down. The problem that they're having is it's so overflowing and overwhelmed. I mean, you're talking about this place is in the middle of the jungle. And all the millions of these people have to go to this one little facility, if you could even call it that. This one little camp, and they get a Biden T-shirt. It's like it's like a parting gift. It's like, okay, you just spent your night. It's like a trip to Disney World. You just spent your night inside the Biden Darien Gap border facility, the illegal immigration pipeline supplied by Joe Biden and the federal government. You get a little gift bag. Here's your Biden T-shirt. Here's your prepaid debit card. If they give you a nice little envelope with instructions, bus tickets, plane tickets. Ah, little parting gift for you. Very nice, very nice. So that story is about to rear its ugly head. There's going to be no way for them to put that story away. But hey, it's just every year under Joe Biden this happens. So who cares? 2021, it was out of control. It was record highs. 2022, same thing. It's 2023. We're going for new records, which there likely will be since the word is out that the southern border is open and there's free goodies. It's like a treasure hunt. Why would people trek thousands of miles through jungles to get to the U.S. southern border? Well, because there's a free treasure waiting. And it's not like they're coming here for a new life where they can be free and they have an idea that they want to make something or build something or work at something or work somewhere. No, they're just coming here with no prospects, hoping for free stuff. And that's how it goes. And then they sit and they fill up these hotels that we pay for, and they just fill them up until they find somewhere to go. And this gets documented every year, and it'll happen again this year. Chicago officials say city facing humanitarian crisis amid renewed illegal surge. Chicago. So they fly them to Chicago. But of course, this is Democrat-run Chicago. That's a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants. So that's where they belong. You guys voted for the illegal immigrants to be in your city. Don't complain about how many illegal immigrants you have. You asked for this. Same thing in New York, too. It's like, we don't know what to do with all these illegal immigrants. Well, you put them there, so why don't you close the border? You ever think of...
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yours. I'm going to be fine with your jokes, but I'm not sure about Dark Brandon.
So that's it then. The Democrats are officially out. They are the bad guys. They have accepted their role. They are the bad guys. They've decided they're the Bond villains. They've decided they're the evil and the good versus evil equation. They've just totally embraced it. Oh, it's all funny. Look, I'm Jill Biden. I wear aviators. I wear aviators when major diplomats from around the world come to town because my eyes are so jacked up and my brain is so messed up. I've got to wear aviators, and it's funny. We're all going to laugh at the correspondents' dinner. The correspondents that I have to script my press conferences with, and they don't say anything. ABC's Martha's Raddatz, surprised to find Pennsylvania Biden voters rejecting Joe Biden in 2024. Regret, disappointment, and frustration. And they play these interviews on their weekend news. They just can't believe it. Biden, he's let them all down. He didn't have the support to begin with. 75 million votes.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait till Trump gets 80 million votes and Biden gets 81, or Trump gets 90 and Biden gets 91. I mean, it's going to be hilarious. And then they're going to do the same interviews. I don't really like Joe Biden. I don't know anybody that voted Joe Biden. And then they're going to say, well, how does this happen? That's just, I don't know. How does a virus come out of a Wuhan lab?
No, but I'm telling you, the awakening is on. And I don't really know how we can properly measure this other to just see the signs and symbols in our everyday lives. Like, this happens to me almost all the time now, whether I'm at the gym, in the locker room, or the sauna, or I'm out at dinner, or I'm at a ball game, and I'm talking with somebody, and, you know, we're talking politics. Somebody overhears it and wants to chime in about how they agree. Or how, yeah, they saw that too. They couldn't believe it. And the anti-establishment left is starting to find its sense again, thanks to RFK, because they really have been at a loss for leadership. You know, they thought maybe AOC was going to be the gal, and obviously she turned out to be a complete sellout. And now she's probably got a bunch of political corruption that she's got over her head that's keeping her from truly being anti-establishment. But the point is, RFK is centered. He's smart. He's well-spoken. He understands the real issues. And he represents the anti-establishment left that used to be more common in the Democrat Party, wanting to at least scale back these federal bureaucracies like the FBI and the CIA, if not completely shut them down. Here's a definitely leftist talk show host, Charlemagne, calls DNC whack for not allowing Biden primary challenges. Oh, the Democrats are rigging their election again? What is the deal with liberals, though? Seriously, what is the deal with their minds that it takes them so long to learn the lesson? It's like somebody comes up and slaps you once in the face. You're like, hey, you just slapped me in the face. And if they rear back to hit you again, you think, oh, I'm going to get out of the way, or I'm going to block this. I don't want to get slapped again. No, with them, it's like, oh, you just slapped me. Hey, you just slapped me again. Hey, did you just slap me again? Hey, I just got slapped again. Whoa, whoa, why are you slapping me? Stop this. They rigged it from Bernie. Charlemagne said nothing. They rigged it from Bernie again. Charlemagne said nothing. Now, though, okay, hey, the DNC's rigging elections here. Wait a second. Oh, but you don't want to be called an insurrectionist, do you? You don't want to be called an election denier, do you? You don't want to be put on a federal government watch list, do you? You don't want to get indicted, do you? You don't want to lose your social media platforms, do you? You don't want to lose your big media contracts, do you? So shut the hell up about rigged elections. Unless a Democrat loses, then go ahead and make a fuss. You can go anywhere right now and ask the average person filling their tank with gas or at a grocery store getting their groceries and say, hey, you know, how do you feel about Joe Biden? You really think you're going to get a lot of positive response there? No. No, I don't think so. Only, I mean, let's be real. Only the dumbest people in America. I don't even know if dumb is the word. Ignorant. Brainwashed. Only the most ignorant, brainwashed people in the country would still tell you that they like Joe Biden or say he's doing a good job. Or really, sadly, it's the most hateful people, because they hate you or they hate Donald Trump so much that they just have to gaslight you. And they know if they tell you how great Biden is, that's going to make you mad. But it's true.
If you want to anger a liberal, tell them the truth. If you want to anger a conservative, lie to them. It's just true. You can test it for yourself. I've been doing it for a decade now. It's true. If you want to anger a liberal, tell them the truth. If you want to anger a conservative, lie to them. But that's why it's so frustrating when they lie to us about the vaccines. That's why it's so frustrating when they lie to you about RFK Jr. and censor his interviews on ABC News. Because I actually get mad at that. I get mad at Lindsay Davis from ABC News for lying to the American people. That really makes me mad. I get mad when they tell you a vaccine is safe and effective for pregnant mothers when they know it's not. I get mad when they say a vaccine is safe and effective for all Americans and it kills tens of thousands of people. That makes me mad. Senator Chris Coons says Kamala Harris is ready to run and ready to be president. Uh-oh, we've got some disarray here because Kamala Harris has come out. She's behind Joe Biden. She's fully behind Joe Biden, or at least Biden seems to think so. Because he's telling you how him and Kamala are coming back to finish the job. And Kamala says she's going to be with Joe. She's back in with Joe, even though they don't get along. And Biden only chose her as a safety net, a safety valve. Hey, you going to get rid of me? You going to impeach me? Really? You want that dingbat running the country? Okay. And to which, of course, they say, yikes, we better not impeach him. We don't want that dingbat running the country. Honestly, as bad as Joe Biden is and as corrupt as he is, it might be safer than Kamala Harris. Because, I mean, at least Joe Biden will try in some semblance to keep the lid on things. Kamala gets in, the lid is off. It's just forget about it. Done. Clown world unleashed. Can you imagine? It's like a Karine Jean-Pierre presidency. Jeez. That's Joe Biden's safety net. It's Kamala Harris. He knows they'll never impeach him. No matter how many crimes get exposed, they'll never impeach Joe Biden because Kamala Harris is in line behind him. It's the greatest safety net of all time. He's a political genius. You got to give it to him. So what is Chris Coons doing rattling the cage? Yes, but you know there's an internal debate with the Democrats right now. They don't want Joe Biden. Biden's just, he puts on his aviators, he says, F you, I'm running again. Nobody wants him, it doesn't matter. And he's got Kamala Harris as his safety net. It's just brilliant. It's just brilliant. Senator Ron Johnson, new emails show Tony Blinken lied to U.S. Senate under oath about meeting with Hunter Biden. How much you want to bet Tony Blinken gets away with perjury? Yeah. Because some people are above the law, mainly Democrats. So Joe Biden commits all the crimes. He doesn't get impeached because he's got Kamala Harris behind him. And Tony Blinken perjures himself, lies under oath, and he's not going to get indicted because he is part of the Biden administration and he's above the law. But I don't know. Maybe Ron Johnson and others will actually do something about this, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.